I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many things we do in our everyday lives can injure our vocal cords. To talk about caring for your voice and also being alert to vocal changes that may need medical evaluation is Dr. Lucinda Halsted. She's an ear, nose, and throat physician and the medical director of the Evelyn Trammell Institute for Voice and Swallowing at MUSC. Dr. Halsted, what are some of the typical things that can cause harm or stress to our voices?
Well, there are many things that can cause harm. Some of them are very obvious, such as smoking. The one that we think of perhaps the least is talking over noise. So noise in an excessively loud car or at sporting events, loud restaurants. The airplane is also a tremendous place that is noisy and can cause you to talk and overuse your voice. Other things that can injure your voice is screaming or yelling, especially at sporting events. We see a fair amount of injuries from that. Also, there's many medications that we take that can adversely affect the voice.
What is it about medications or what types of medications can cause some problems with their voice?
Many medications, surprisingly enough, can be very drying to the mucosa of your throat, such as blood pressure medications are very common. Another common medication that can cause dryness and other problems to the voice are steroid medications, such as are used in steroid inhalers for asthma and other pulmonary problems.
Dr. Halsted, what vocal changes might signal a problem that needs medical evaluation?
If you notice a change in your voice, such as raspiness or a breathy quality, and definitely pain when you start talking, or a strained or catchy quality to your voice where it stumbles at certain pitches, and it goes on for over 2 weeks, you should start trying to get that investigated and have your larynx examined.
And what is an examination all about for people that have some of these symptoms and they want to go get it checked out?
When you go to a general otolaryngologist, they usually examine the larynx with a very flexible, thin scope through your nose to look at the vocal cords and see how they move, to see if there's any bumps or any redness or irritation. But if they feel that there is something more that needs to be looked at, they will refer you to a specialist in voice and swallowing, also called a laryngologist. And we have just more sophisticated instruments, scopes with larger magnification, so we can look at very subtle changes in the vocal folds.
Anything else we need to do to take care of our voice?
Absolutely. Having very good hydration, drinking lots of water is essential to lubricate the vocal folds so that they can vibrate normally. Also, we like people to avoid antihistamines and caffeine because those specifically dry out the voice. And when you use those, especially if you use your voice a lot in your profession, it's best to rehydrate your voice with water in an ounce for ounce type of situation. So if you drink 8 ounces of coffee, you should try to balance that with 8 ounces of water.
Dr. Halsted, thank you for this information about taking good care of our voice.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.